Thank you very much, Steph. Well, good morning to all of you, and it's lovely to see lots of new faces here, and you're most welcome here. So today we are thinking about the topic of sharing. So what I would like you to do is to turn to the person next to you and think about the last thing that you were so excited about that you just had to share with someone. So turn to the person next to you and chat about that for a couple of seconds. Okay, if you can bring those conversations to a close, that would be fantastic. Okay, does anybody have a piece of news that they would like to share or something that got them extremely excited? Hands up, anybody? Kim?
Well, my last Facebook post was, this time next week, Samuel and Naomi are going to be married.
Awesome, awesome. So Kim was talking about this time next week, her son is going to be married. So that is a pretty awesome thing. Anybody else got anything? Yes? Yes, yes, that would make me go, wow. Wow. Awesome. The sighting of two hedgehogs. So, I mean, I saw some fireflies a couple of days ago, and I was amazed, and I can totally go with that. So, these are pretty fantastic things, and this got me thinking about that actually when things happen, we just have to share with people. So it's the summer holidays, and I'm sure that a lot of you have been away to some awesome places, and I bet that actually when you got home, that your friends and your families were there waiting for you, itching to ask you all the questions about what you've been up to, and to hear the stories of what's happened while you've been away, because people love to hear stories of what's been happening when you weren't around. So I also have been on holiday. I came back from America on Tuesday morning, and I've been up all day traveling the day before. So I'd been from Evansville, Indiana to Chicago on one plane, then I changed another plane and went from Chicago to London. And sadly, I couldn't sleep on the plane. I'd been awake for pretty much a day and a bit, and I was extremely tired. And I land in London, and my parents are there to meet me. And they asked me all sorts of questions about how I was, what had happened, where had I been, what had I seen, how my friends were that I was visiting, but most importantly to my mum, why my glasses were broken. But because I'd had such a good time, throughout the whole journey home, I just rattled off everything that had happened in the past 2 weeks, even though I was incredibly tired and could really hardly keep my eyes open, to be honest. But I just had to tell them what had happened. So this is where our Bible reading comes in. So Paul was writing a letter to the people in Philippi, as Phil was saying. And in today's reading, he was telling them the difference that it makes about knowing Jesus. He was saying that he was brought up a Jew and that he was extremely good at following the Jewish rules. But when people started following what Jesus was saying and not the old rules, he didn't like that very much. He didn't like it at all. And he started being very nasty to the people that had listened to Jesus. But this all changed when Jesus appeared before him. He realized that actually Jesus was God's son, and what Jesus had been teaching was right all along. So what did he do with what he had learned? Firstly, he gave up the way of life that he had been living, and he realized that what he needed to be doing was following what Jesus was saying instead. So he gives up everything he has and starts again. Now, there's going to be a few hands up moments again. Who here would find it hard to give up your favorite food? Okay, that's quite a few of us. How about your car? I don't fancy walking everywhere, to be honest. As much as I love walking, you know how much I love walking. Okay, next one. How about your friends? Life would be super difficult without our friends, wouldn't it? And for kids, how about school? And for adults, how about your jobs? How would that be? Come on, guys, this is supposed to be a tricky decision, not an easy one. So Paul had realized that actually he'd been living the wrong way and that he needed to change his way of life to the way that Jesus wanted people to live. And that was going to be the biggest decision that he had to make in his life. So he says, Jesus, actually, you are way more important than all of that, and I'm sorry for the way that I have been living. But now I realize that what you were teaching is way more important. I'm going to give it all up so that people know that that is the right thing to be doing. Now, that sounds pretty bonkers to me, giving up everything for the sake of one man. But actually, when you think about it, to know God and to know that he loves us so much that he would give his only son for us, that is something worth living for and giving everything else up for. So, in Philippians 8, verse 3, Paul makes this really clear with, he says, everything else is worthless when compared to the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ. He realizes how important it is. He gives everything up. So that's the first part. The second part takes us back to sharing. The reason why he tells us the story is because he really wants other people to understand that Jesus loves us and they need to know his story. So when news breaks on the telly, they always go to their man on the ground, picking up all the latest pieces of information from the people who saw what had happened firsthand. So Paul, in this reading, is sharing his story because he met Jesus firsthand. Why? Because it's such an amazing piece of news. But what does that have to do with us here today? Well, have we not just heard an amazing piece of news that Jesus is the Son of God? So we should go and tell people the amazing news. Now, don't panic, everybody. I'm not telling you to give up your jobs and go and start working for a church. In fact, a pastor called Mike Breen has said that Jesus didn't ask us to go and build churches, but to actually go and make disciples. So, our challenge is firstly to live a life that is pleasing to Jesus, but also to share the amazing story of his love for us with those that we meet. Everybody here has the opportunity to do this. It's not just me standing here giving this talk, or Phil sat there because he's got a dog collar around his neck. It's every single one of us. Whether that's in your school, or at the supermarket checkout, in the queue for your train ticket, or even in the CEO's office. If Jesus can transform Paul's life, then his story is worth sharing with everybody. If Jesus can transform Paul's life, he can transform anybody's life. This can be through our words or through simple acts that we do in our day-to-day life. But believe me, this is something worth sharing. Thank you.